Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on the basics of Christianity was recorded at our 2009 South Africa Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
And you've got to remember that Jesus is the one that made fig trees and told them how to produce. He told them to produce figs and then the leaves. And this fig tree wasn't following his instructions. So when he got there, and even though it wasn't time for figs, this fig tree had leaves, so he thought it must have figs when he got there. He, as the creator, was completely justified in cursing this fig tree. And so here's what he did in the next verse. It says that he answered and said unto it, "No man eat fruit of you hereafter forever." And his disciples heard it. He cursed this fig tree and said that it would never have figs again. And if you read this account in Matthew, Matthew records this same thing. It says immediately the fig tree died. But the disciples didn't say anything right here. Then he records him going into the temple, and this is where he made this whip, and he beat the money changers and drove them out of the temple. That night they went back to Bethany, past this fig tree again. And in the morning, it says in verse 20, "And in the morning as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, calling to remembrance, said unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which you cursed is withered away." Now, let me point out some things. This fig tree, Jesus had cursed it the previous morning on their way into Jerusalem. He had done all of these things in the temple. They had walked back that way that evening. We don't know if it was dark or whatever, but you assume that if they were walking, that they probably walked back while it was still light. But they didn't notice anything about the fig tree. But the next day, 24 hours later, they saw the fig tree. Now, in Matthew, it says that it died immediately. But they didn't say anything then. They didn't say anything until the next day when they saw that this fig tree was dead and the leaves had withered and that it was dying. So, here's an important truth. The moment that Jesus spoke to that fig tree, it was dead. It died instantly. But it died from the roots up. The roots were below the ground. You couldn't see it, but it was just as dead 24 hours later when it looked dead as it was at that very instant. And this is the way it is. When you receive a miracle from God, when we speak over people and command healings, a lot of people want to immediately feel, "Am I healed? Has God done anything?" And it can happen instantly, and sometimes it's visible, but the truth is, in the spirit you're healed, and sometimes it takes a period of time for your body to recover and to prove and to show the healing that happened to you on the inside. And some people just can't believe that anything has happened that they can't see, and so they miss this miracle. But this is an example where Jesus spoke, the miracle took place, but it was about 24 hours before it was evident what had happened. And when the disciples saw it, we don't have the benefit of hearing the way Peter said this, but I can guarantee you he didn't say, "Master, the fig tree you cursed is withered away." It was more like, "Master, look at this fig tree. It's dead. You never touched it. You didn't put salt around it. You didn't do it. It's dead. All you did was talk to it." And instead, he was shocked. He was amazed. This was a miracle. This would be like me walking up to a tree out here and said, "You're dead." And then tomorrow, it thinks, "Just dead." You would be impressed. They were impressed. They saw the power that Jesus had. And Peter pointed this out. And look at what Jesus said in verse 22. Jesus answering said unto them, "Have faith in God." And I can guarantee you, Jesus didn't say, "Have faith in God." I believe it was more like, "Peter, I've been trying to teach you how to believe God. Have faith in God. Don't you understand how faith works? Why are you shocked at this? Why are we surprised that a person that has had an eardrum removed could hear? That's no big deal for God. Why are we surprised to see deaf ears open, blind eyes open, people, little babies raised from the dead. Why would that shock anybody? We serve God. God can do all things. The truth is, most of us don't operate in a lot of faith. Our whole world lives in a tremendous amount of unbelief. So Jesus told him, says, have faith in God. In other words, this is just normal. If you had faith in God, you wouldn't be surprised. You shouldn't be surprised to see deaf ears open, blind eyes open, people raised from the dead. We shouldn't be surprised. This is normal. Amen? You know, this is normal for us. We travel, and every week we see blind eyes open, deaf ears open. Miracles happen. It ought to be normal. Amen. It's quiet in here. And he tells us how he did it in verse 23, and this is instructions for us. He says, for verily I say unto you that whosoever means anybody. It means anybody here. This is for you. It doesn't matter who you are. Doesn't matter whether you're a preacher, whatever you do. Whosoever, this is for anybody. Every person in here can do this. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. The Lord here told us how he did this. And he said, whosoever will say. Let me first of all emphasize this. There are three times in this verse he used the word say. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be removed, be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. Three times he emphasized the words that you speak. So here's the first point that I want to make. God has put all of this power on the inside of you. In Christ, you now have raising from the dead power. You have the same knowledge, the faith, the wisdom, the joy, the emotions that God has. You've got everything. You don't need anything else. But it's not good enough just to keep it in your spirit. How do you get it out? Well, there's multiple things, but according to this teaching, you have to speak with your mouth and release the power of God with words. God created this world by speaking it into existence. Sometimes you'll hear people say that God reached down with his hand and grabbed the earth and he flung the earth and did that. And people use that, and symbolically for the purpose of an allegory, that's okay. But technically, according to the Word of God, he didn't reach down with his hand and do anything. The Scripture says God said, let there be light, and there was light. He created light by words. God said, let the earth bring forth fruit. God said, let there be animals that reproduce after their kind. God said, let us make man in our own image. God created everything tangible that we can see, including your physical body, by words. Words are the parent force to everything physical. And so words are the creating force, and everything physical will respond to words. Trees will respond to words. Animals will respond to words. You will respond to words. Some of you are looking at me like I'm strange. I'm just telling you what the Bible says. Jesus spoke to the fig tree. He spoke to it. He didn't talk about it. He didn't do something physical, take a shovel to it or an axe and chop the thing down. He never touched it. He spoke to it. And notice in verse 14, I believe it is, it says Jesus answered the fig tree and said. That means that the fig tree had already talked to him. Do you know things will talk to you? They will. Your checkbook will talk to you. It'll tell you that you're broke when the Bible says that all of your needs are supplied. Anything that talks to you, talk back to it. Talk to things. I know some of you think this is weird, but I think you're weird if you don't do it the way God says. This is what the Bible says. He says, whosoever shall say to this mountain, talk to things. You know, when my wife and I first got started, we were very poor. And one of the ways that God kept us alive was my mother would invite us over to eat every once in a while, or she would do something. And that's the only time we would eat in a whole week sometimes. And so I would do things for her, and I would mow her lawn. And do things. And anyway, the home that I grew up in, we had 23 pecan trees in our yard. Is that what you say it over here, pecans? Pecans. Pecan. All right. But anyway, we called them pecans. A pecan's what you used if you didn't want to go all the way out to the other. We had 23 pecan trees in our yard. And when my dad died, he used to take care of those, and we would get 200 or 300 pounds of pecans every year, and I would shell them, and we would sell them, and that was always one of our jobs. But when he died, my mother quit taking care of them. She quit fertilizing them and spraying them and doing things. And so anyway, those trees were really in bad shape. They had bagworms in it, and they weren't producing. And the year before, we got like 5 or 10 pounds of pecans. They just weren't producing. And so my mother had been such a blessing, and I didn't know how to bless her back. I didn't want to tell her what kind of shape we were in and tell her how much of a blessing it was. But I wanted to do something for her. So as I mowed her lawn, I went around every one of those trees, and I just spoke to them and blessed them. And I said, in the name of Jesus, I bless you. And I saw those bagworms up there, and I cursed them and commanded them to die and get out of those trees. And I talked to the worms, and I talked to the trees. And did you know that year we had over 600 pounds of pecans?
That's all the time we have for today. But be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on the almost too good to be true news of the gospel. This teaching series was recorded at our 2009 South Africa Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM238 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The 5th CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the 5th teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or you can use the speed and convenience of credit card to make a donation by telephone. Call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. Remember, your donations to this ministry keep Gospel Truth on this station Monday through Friday.
Once again, I'd like to encourage you to take advantage of what we call the Andrew Womack Living Commentary. This is actually my footnotes on over 9,000 verses in the Bible. It's in a Bible program. You get three versions of the Bible with that. You get 4 Bible dictionaries and commentaries, and mine is one of them. And the reason we call it a living commentary is because as I write footnotes every month, there are updates available. We have a sample of this on our website, so I'd like to direct you to that. You could actually check it out and see, and you could sign up right online. But check out the Andrew Womack Living Commentary. I think it's going to be a tremendous blessing to you.